State regulators are reviewing the acquisition of Juno's power company by Hydro One. Hearings are set to begin later this month over whether the Canadian company is fit, willing, and able to operate Alaska Electric Light and Power. But a 22-page joint agreement filed with the Regulatory Commission of Alaska late Tuesday means those hearings likely won't happen after all. In it, Hydro One pledges 39 binding commitments covering corporate independence for AEL&P and assurances over its assets and transparency on how it operates. In return, the city drops its petition to intervene. As the sole third party in the hearing, that would streamline the acquisition.
Collectively, these commitments are very good for the community, and they assure that the community will continue to see AEL&P similar to the way it is now.
Portland, Oregon attorney Kirk Gibson negotiated directly with Hydro One's attorneys on behalf of the city. He said Hydro One's acquisition of AEL&P's parent company, Avista of Spokane, is a complicated and expensive deal requiring approval of regulators in five states. One of the commitments states that Juno's 17,000 ratepayers won't foot that bill.
We know that they're paying more for Avista than it was in its market value. And as an investor, you want to collect those differences. And what it's saying here is they will not get them from AEL&P.
Another concern was the future of a state-owned hydroelectric complex that generates most of Juno's electricity. AEL&P has an option to purchase the Snettisham Hydroelectric Plant once it completes its payments to the state. One of the commitments pledges that none of AEL&P's assets could be used by Hydro One as collateral. There were concerns that a piece of publicly financed infrastructure could one day be used as security against a private corporation's debt. Juno Assemblyman Jesse Keel said that was an important point for the assembly.
They can't use Snettisham or other big generation assets here in Juno as collateral for loans to do anything outside of Alaska or outside of Juno without getting separate RCA approval. And that was a big concern. The community talked a lot about the possibility that the assets here in Juno, including Snettisham, which was built by the federal government, could be pledged against loans elsewhere.
Acquiring Snettisham would also require approval by the RCA. Critics of the Hydro One purchase say they're still looking at the details. Margot Waring, a board member of Renewable Juno, which advocates for carbon-free energy, said at the very least, this agreement shows it was worth the city and borough of Juno getting involved.
I really appreciate that CBJ has intervened and that, therefore, they've had a seat at the table and they're able to negotiate a more comprehensive document than the previous iteration was.
The group would be reviewing the document closely for protections to ratepayers and transparency, she added. In a statement, Hydro One Vice President for Corporate Affairs, Ferio Pugliese, called the settlement a positive step that underscores the long-term benefits for AEL&P customers, employees, and the community. The settlement also includes a $1 million rate credit over 5 years. AEL&P says that would save the average ratepayer about 54 cents a month. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.